When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Tie Tuesday, and that means we get to talk to our pal, the Hall of Famer Ty Law, brought to you this week by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and by 110 Grill. Gluten-free dining done right, and good morning, Ty Law. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, Greg. How you doing, guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm hanging, man. I just got back last night from Florida. It was beautiful down there, and it was sunshine, a little chilly, but I'm back up here in cold-ass New England, so but this is home, though. Love it. Gotta love it.
Absolutely. Are you at all surprised? Maybe not, because maybe you were whispered to, but by the indication that perhaps Bill Belichick would be interested in coaching in college football?
I got to say, Greg, now, that one threw me off. I wasn't expecting that one. I knew coaching was still in him. We had some conversation, but I did not see the college thing coming just because of just the sheer recruiting. I mean, your best buddy, Nick Saban, he got the hell out of Dodge for this NIL stuff, so I understand like it wanting a challenge, but I didn't see this one coming if he does take a college job. He got me on that one.
Are you surprised, Ty? You know, we're trying to figure out how we're now entering our second coaching cycle after Bill left Foxborough, and he's only had one interview with the Falcons. Make that make sense.
That does not make sense whatsoever. I really can't understand that one. He may have been reached out to and didn't, and it was only something he'd been interested in. You never know. He could have got some calls. It was like, no, because every job is not what you want. You know, all jobs are not good jobs. So, you know, taking that one with Atlanta, he might have thought that was a good job, but I can't believe that he didn't get any more calls. It's just the interviews that he took. He's probably not making himself available for just any job. If you're going to come back and coach, you want to come back and coach to win. Not just a coach. I know he doesn't need any money at this point. He's been coaching long enough. I'm quite sure Bill's done pretty well. So, you know, it's about the right job. But college, again, I got to go back to that. I can't see that one. Bill recruiting? Come on, man.
because of the grind that it is, or because he's not going to sit there with a recruit who is looking to be paid, you know, $1 million to play for 4 years.
Damn right. Now it's one thing you got to negotiate with a grown man that's in the draft, and you know, hey, I think we all been there with him. But a kid, what have you done to get that? I can see Bill right now. What? Wait a minute. You want what? What have you done? I can see him just losing his damn mind, you know, out of that. Now, it's different with you, like the pros, because this is our job. So I don't know. The recruiting thing, the traveling, you know, and sitting up in people's living room and trying to get their kids and tell them about the program, tell them about how you're going to make them go to the pros, all that good stuff. I just don't know if he's up for that type of grind, and nor should he have to be unless he really wants to. because he's Bill Belichick, the greatest of all time. To me, that's like a step back.
I don't think he'll do like the heavy recruiting because just of his reputation. I think it's like, unless he's trying to lock in a four-star, I don't think he's going any places. Most kids will come to him. But I think it might be a little bit easier for him when it comes to the financial, because he might just say, hey, here's what we can give you. If you don't want it, beat it. We'll give it to the next kid. Where in the pros, sometimes you have to get into these negotiations and, you know, it's a back and forth and, you know, you might not want to give this guy money, but you know, it might be your only choice. So I feel like maybe with the NILs in college, he'll set the price, and if the kid doesn't want it, he'll just move on to the next.
Okay, he'll try. And how far you think that's going to take you? Yeah, you see if you want to get paid.
There we go.
You know?
We had the dump out of the S-bomb, and that's
$100. Okay, yeah.
That's $100.
I'm sorry.
$100 in the swear jar, which is filling up for the Greg Hill Foundation, thanks to Ty Law. Speaking of coaches, Gerard Mayo was on with us yesterday, and I asked him if Robert Kraft had reassured him that he would be back next season, and he didn't really answer that question. I know in your mind he is back next season. Is there anything that has to happen with this football team when it comes to the four games that remain in order for Gerard Mayo to be back, or is it if they lose all four, it doesn't matter?
I don't think it matters what happens at this point. I think Mr. Kraft went in, of course he wanted better. The expectations was more than what we got, but I think that he didn't have expectations as far as like we're going to go to the playoffs or be a Super Bowl contender when he made the hire. You got to give him a chance, and I think, you know, the first year, it isn't a great indication of what he could possibly do until he get his own guys in there. He has to open up. He got to back up the Brinks truck, damn it. You got to spend some money. So you're going to give him something to work with. So I don't think Gerard is going anywhere, because that wouldn't be, you know, give somebody 1 year and don't let him get his – I mean, this is his first year as a head coach. That's just like if a rookie quarterback doesn't have a great rookie season, do you get rid of him, or is this, are you give him time? So I think Mr. Kraft is a smart enough businessman to give him time. How much time? I don't know, but he's definitely secure for next season.
Ty, do you think if Bill doesn't take the UNC job, he's coaching back in the NFL this next upcoming season?
Yes.
All right.
The right opportunity, I see him coaching back in the NFL. And you got to think about it like this too, guys. If he goes to college, this is why he got his friend Nick Saban. He can always call and get the, you know, the ins and outs and everything as far as college, you know. Why go there and chase something? You got the all-time record sitting there right in front of you. Two seasons, max, to be the all-time winningest coach in NFL history. Why would you go back to college? Because your damn show ain't about to catch your buddy Nick Saban. You know what I mean? You chasing the ghost there, so why even do it? I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. You know, I really don't think it makes sense. But going into the NFL, man, he gonna get that. And if the right opportunity come, I'm sure he'll take it, because you don't want to go back to college.
Just on that, Ty, I'm sorry, Waze, there's a – watching that Bills-Rams game on Sunday, which was just awesome, and seeing Sean McDermott pee down his leg, I mean, in real time, hearing Tom Brady, ready, who heard that from Bill,
yeah,
and what he learned, yeah, and that and the way Tom was describing the miscue by Sean McDermott, where they had first and goal at the one, if you missed it. They were down 9 points. They needed to score two possessions, and Josh Allen snuck it into the line, didn't get in. They burn a timeout. They end up losing because they couldn't stop the clock. I watch something like that, and if I own the Bills, I'm like, we're wasting the years of Josh Allen right now. One of the best players.
Bill Belichick is not making that mistake.
Right. Like, yeah. There are teams like that all over the place. I just don't get it, Ty.
I don't understand it either. So when you look at somebody like Bill Belichick, it's always, and the players, we always preach about it, as you know, Wiggy, situational mm-hmm. football. He is absolutely the best at the situational football. Hell, half our practices was situational, right, Wiggy? I mean, we did more situational practices every day than any other team that I've been on or any other head coach. It's like, it get to a point, it's like, man, this, okay, what's the situation today? It's not just practice. You have to be in a mind frame of a situation and he's the best. And a lot of these things that you're seeing out there with some of these coaches, you will not get that with Bill Belichick. But if you have the talent and you get in certain situations, he is going to make the call to give you an advantage to win the game. I put that on everything.
Ty, let me ask this. I know it's going to be tough for you, but I got to ask it anyways. How do you feel about the new 12-team college football playoff system? I know Michigan ain't in it, but how are you feeling about this?
You know what? I mean, you always look at the change. You're going to pick apart. You're going to pick at it. You're going to pick at it. But I think giving other teams opportunities, I mean, I like the way they're trying to go with it because it's just the whole competition thing. You know what I mean? Who should be where? Who lost to who? They got to clean that up. You know what I mean? Because you can't blame somebody if they won their division. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're won their conference, so you got to give them, you know, their due respect for doing so. You chose to play in the SEC. It's a harder role. We all know that. But hey, if you lose three games or whatnot, you chose to play and go to that conference. So I like where they're going with it. I like to see it get cleaned up a little bit. But I think more teams need to have opportunity because you never know. You might have a Cinderella one of these times. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I like it for giving more people an opportunity to hopefully win a national championship. So, right. I mean, I will say I'm cool with it.
All right. I love it, too.
It is time now for the most entertaining play of the game, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Of course, we have to look around the league because the Patriots were not playing this week. Any suggestions from the audience?
I mean, Curtis brought up that Rams-Bills game. Mm-hmm. The 51-yard Khalil Shakir touchdown was awesome.
I would put the Puka touchdown that sealed it for the Rams, where Cooper Kupp had that great ball.
Oh, on the screen, on the tunnel screen, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yep. Yo, Puka Nacua, that dude can play, man. What round did he go?
Six?
Yeah,
or fourth.
I think it was the fifth round out of one of them schools on the West Coast. I'm drawing a blank.
I'd have been BYU. I'll double check.
Yeah, you might be right. Might be right.
Yeah, no, he's tough, though. I'm just from his BYU rookie year to this year, just to see.
Right.
You know, and he, you know, when you look at him play, it's not nothing that really stands out. Like, wow, it's the speed, it's the quickness. It's, I mean, he just gets it done, man. So, I mean, shout out to him, man. That dude could play some football, man.
He started at Washington, like, ended at BYU.
How the hell you make Cooper Kupp the number two option? How do you do that? How do you do that?
Yeah, because now Puka Nacua is the new Cooper Kupp. You know what I mean?
So and he was the 177th pick in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's tough, though.
Absolutely amazing, man.
All right, Ty Law.
But, hey, I got the most entertaining play of the game.
Yeah.
I got one.
Go.
The Patriots didn't play. That was the most entertaining because they ain't gave us nothing entertaining in a long time. So, that was the most entertaining to me, that we didn't have to watch that mess that they put out there half the time. So, hopefully they give us something to entertain about. But that was the most entertaining to me.
Is there a winnable game left on the schedule? I mean, is this week really you're not going to beat the Bills? I guess I hear the argument that the Bills are going to rest guys that last game of the season. So,
well, they'll still be chasing that number one seed, I believe.
Yeah.
And then they got to understand that.
Well, they're two games out now. So
right, there's still a chance. But right. Then they got the same record as Pittsburgh. So what's the major difference between being the two seed and the three seed? So I think,
drawing Baltimore or drawing Denver. Possible.
Yeah, so I think they'll still play for that. If they're at Arizona, I say at Arizona or home against the Chargers is their best bet.
They want to draw Denver. They don't want to draw Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, you want to take the, you know, least resistance, you know, because, I mean, it's a whole new season. And I think Josh Allen is playing great football. He's, you know, leading candidate for the MVP. But you still don't want to go up in there and see Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and those guys right now, man. If you want to get Denver.
Yeah. On that note, I was listening to Belichick on Let's Go with Jim Gray last night, and he was asked about Josh Allen being the MVP. He said, "Yeah, he's had a great year," but Bill immediately pivoted to Lamar Jackson and said that, you know, he's bailed Baltimore out all year. Oh, he's had an unbelievable season, and I think Bill. that's a job, if it ever became available, he would be so perfect for with the Ravens.
All right, Ty.
With the Ravens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You said Bill Belichick go to the Ravens.
Well, there was some, the John Harbaugh's seat was warming up a couple weeks ago. There were some stories out of Baltimore, and I think that would be Bill's dream, to be back where he grew up and coaching a guy that he sung the praises of every week in Lamar Jackson.
Man, could you really see Harbaugh? Why would he be on the hot seat at any point? You know, come on, man, that don't make sense. I mean, did I miss something?
He got a win. I think he's got a win. I think Harbaugh's getting to that category.
Come on, man.
He getting to that. I'm telling you, Ty, he getting to the category of, like, same with Tomlin. Like, you're always going to have a good team. You're always going to be competitive. You make the playoffs. But when are you going to win the next Super Bowl?
Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. Day job ain't in no jeopardy, man. Man, what the hell y'all been listening to? What podcast y'all been listening to?
I mean, listen, take the temperature in next time you're in Pennsylvania, take the temperature down there in Pittsburgh.
I feel like Ty is keeping it real, and we need a lot of that around here.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Ty, quick question for you. Last night, yeah, the Heisman finalists came out. Travis Hunter is one of the Heisman finalists. I believe Travis Hunter is one of the more overrated players in college football. I think it's really cool that he plays both ways.
Most, you said the most overrated player in your lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's not, like, he's a really, really good athlete, but he's not at the top of college football at either position that he plays, whereas a guy like Ashton Jonte is clearly the best running back in college football. I'm curious your thoughts.
Hey, Wiggy, yeah, you do me a favor with all due respect, and just don't do it too hard. Would you run over there behind the glass and smack the hell out of Shine, please?
I sure can.
Would you just run over there and smack the
all
hell
right,
out of
here goes Wiggs.
Oh, my God. Nah. Shine, do you see what this man is doing? Charles Woodson was good. My boy won the Heisman Trophy playing offensive. He didn't play that many snaps. This man played 1,000 snaps.
We just took the video off when Shime got whacked. We missed it on Twitch.
Why did they take that off? I wanted to see it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I did it.
Oh, man. Shime, how did you say that? That's real, like, this. We have never seen that. That is a dream that I always wanted to do, because being a both-way player coming out of high school, wanting to come do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And, God, I never had the opportunity to do that. Not saying that, I could, but that was just a dream. He is living his dream, and he is playing lights out on both sides of the ball.
I see you, Champ Bailey.
1,000 yards, 4 interceptions. Now, the question is, a more legitimate question is, okay, what is he going to play in the NFL?
Well, so that's my thought. He can't do both,
can he? That is going to be the interesting thing.
No, he's going to play corner.
He can't do both, can he, in the NFL?
No.
No, not full-time, no. I mean, if you're bigger, stronger, more advanced. I'm not – this kid is capable of doing a lot, and I think coming in as a spot play, but – full-time starter, I don't know if I can see that one. I think his athleticism will suit him well as a defensive back, because he knows what's going on for playing so much offense. He has an understanding of what they're going to do route wise, and he has the ability to keep up and shadow guys and have that foresight into the route. Wide receiver, you get some big guys. I look at myself on him. I'm like, you know what? He's quick, but he's not a Devontae Smith. You know, if I talk about smaller guys, I think he's a better pure receiver. But this guy is an athlete, and he absolutely 100%, 1,000% supposed to win this Heisman Trophy. We have not seen anything like this in a Power 5 forever. And Charles Woodson, he didn't play half the snaps.
Hey, told you, Ty. I saw it. Champ Bailey, when Champ and I were teammates down in Georgia, Champ played like literally 115, 20 snaps a game, both sides. So I saw it with Champ. He didn't win a Heisman.
Exactly.
But he did it both ways.
And Champ ain't have these damn numbers either.
Champ numbers are pretty good, though. Remember, we usually...
He wasn't these numbers. I seen the whole thing with Champ, him, Charles. That wasn't close, man.
Well,
something that we've never seen.
We use Champ more as like a like reverse running back. We didn't use him strictly as a wide receiver, so that's probably why.
Exactly. And yeah, trick plays and reverses and all that. You know this guy is the receiver, and they're coming to him. What could you do to stop him? And no one has been able to stop him. He goes out there on defense. You won't even throw at him. When you do throw at him, he going to pick the ball off or knock it down. So that is like, man, you guys got to understand how hard that is. Now, he might not look like the freak from a stature, you know, when you look at the top wide receivers or those big defensive backs, but his body of work is telling me that he should be damn near unanimous as far as I'm concerned. For the Heisman Trophy, man, you got to give credit where credit's due. Mm-hmm. And nothing taking nothing away from Ashton Jeanty, because it's a hell of a accomplishment. But guess what? We've seen that before. We've seen Barry Sanders. We've seen, you know, Chris Johnson. We've seen a whole lot of people get 2,000 yards. That's not extraordinary. What Travis Hunter is doing is extraordinary, and you got to give him his props.
Chime only respects playing both ways if you're making the food and then eating it. That's really so. Ty, as always, it is our pleasure. We will talk to you again next week. All right.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
There's the great Ty Law.